This is DOA News reporting by remote. I'm Michael Brown. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken and the interim prime minister in Libya are holding talks today in Berlin on the heels of an international conference focused on supporting Libya's transition to a permanent, stable government. The conference hosted by Germany and the United Nations included officials from 17 other countries and reinforced support for national elections in Libya scheduled for late December. Libya has experienced political instability since the 2011 NATO-backed uprising that ousted longtime leader Muammar Gaddafi from power. U.S. President Joe Biden is set to host a bipartisan group of U.S. senators at the White House today after they signaled progress toward an agreement on a major package of infrastructure spending. Discussions in recent days have focused on a spending plan of more than $1 trillion split roughly evenly between new and repurposed funding. Specific targets of action, including the nation's roads and electrical grid and widening access to broadband internet. One of the main points of contention has been how to pay for the plan. Biden has advocated raising the corporate tax rate, but Republicans have opposed that step after successfully cutting the rate during the previous administration. U.S. Vice President Kamala Harris is planning to visit the U.S. border with Mexico Friday as part of her effort to curb the surge in migrants attempting to enter the United States while examining the root causes of migration from Central America. She visited Guatemala and Mexico early this month, pointedly telling the migrants to not come to the U.S. For more news, join us at voanews.com via remote. This is VOA News. Former Philippines President Bongbongo Aquino III has died. The son of pro-democracy icons who helped topple dictator Ferdinand Marcos and had troublesome ties with China was 61. Aquino was president from 2010 to 2016. His father was assassinated in 1983 while under military custody, and his mother led the 1986 People Power Revolt that ousted Marcos. U.S. lawmakers debated into the night Wednesday over details of legislation aimed at curbing the power of big tech firms with a sweeping reform of antitrust laws. House Judiciary Committee members clashed over a series of bills with potentially massive implications for large online platforms and consumers who use them. The legislation could force an overhaul of the business practices of Google, Apple, Amazon, and Facebook, or potentially lead to a breakup of the dominant tech giants. But critics argue the measures could have unintended consequences that would hurt consumers and some of the most popular online services. The fate of the bills remain unclear, with some Republicans and moderate Democrats expressing concerns despite bipartisan support. Hong Kong's last pro-democracy newspaper closed its doors late Wednesday, ending 26 years of journalism. The company's remaining board members decided to close the paper earlier that day following the arrest last week of five Apple Daily executives under the city's national security law. Authorities arrested one of the editorial writers Wednesday. With Hong Kong Security Bureau freezing the company's remaining financial assets and the paper's founder, owner Jimmy Lai, in jail, the board had little choice but to end the paper. And the owners of the insurers of the giant container ship that blocked the Suez Canal for nearly a week early this year have reached an agreement in principle over their dispute with canal authorities. That's according to representatives from both sides of the disagreement. Neither elaborated on what the agreement would entail. The dispute centers on compensation around the Suez Canal Authority and claiming for salvage of the vessel Ever Given, which ran aground March, blocking the crucial waterway for 6 days. For more news, join us at voanews.com or the VOA mobile app. I'm Michael Brown reporting by remote, VOA News.